I always acknowledge peace. I always acknowledge peace. It's so easy to live this life, to be on this planet, to be in this world, and recognize that there are many areas where peace seems to be forgotten. And the only area that makes any difference to me is if I have forgotten it. If I look at the circumstances in the world, and I look at the circumstances in the world to see the peace that is there, and if I need to, I put the peace there in my own attitude about whatever the circumstances may be, then truly, I always acknowledge peace. I can look at the world and I can see its problems, I can see all of its difficulties, I can see all of its hang-ups, if I wish. Or I can look at the world and see all of its magnificence. I can see the truly wonder of the world. And as I look at the wonder of the world, what do I see? What do I find? I find whatever I am thinking about the world, whatever I'm thinking about me, whatever I'm thinking about life, that is exactly what it shows forth to me to be. What I think about, I see in my world. Now you protest and you say, but I don't think about unhappiness, and I don't think about illness, and I don't think about those sort of things. But you do. We all do. We allow ourselves to think about them. We think, what are the cures for society's ills? What are the cures for the body's ills? What are the cures for the problems in the world? Yes, that's what we're thinking. Well, isn't that good? Well, think about it. If you think about the cures for the ills of the earth, for the ills of the world, you are thinking of the ills of the world for which you are thinking of the cures. If you're thinking about a naughty boy, then you're seeing that boy naughty rather than seeing that boy the genius and the intelligent, happy. Get stuck on that. You see him, the intelligent, happy child that he is. What is his nature? Is his nature bad or unhappy? Then there can be no redeeming quality. If his nature is good, then there are redeeming qualities all over the world. The very life that he lives, his nature is good. The very life that he lives is good. The life that he lives is peace. The life that he lives is love. The life that he lives is magnificent. But the appearance, if we believed in the appearances ever, we enjoy the appearances. If we believe in the truth, if we believe in our original purity and integrity, if we believe in the ideal man, the ideal being that we are, then that's what we experience. Can you ever conceive of a time when you thought a condition was real, a condition was ideal, a condition was fantastic, glorious, and wonderful, and at the same time it was not? No, you can't. Because whatever we think about, wherever we put our thought, whatever we dream about, that is what we experience. Now, if I'm thinking of success in my life, in my world, in my time, then that's what I'm enjoying. If I'm thinking of failure in my life, in my world, in my time, then that's what I'm enjoying. All of life is exactly what we think it is. We are the captain of our soul. We are the master of our experiences. All of them. All of them. Not one experience takes place in our life that we have not done something as a cause to put it into motion. Every activity of our life takes place because somewhere we've been thinking about that. Maybe subtly, maybe deep in our heart, So somewhere we've been thinking, and wherever we think, upon whatever we think, that's what we experience. I always acknowledge peace. That's just the way life is. I always acknowledge peace. I always acknowledge joy. I always acknowledge life. If I think that my dog is coming up to me wanting to have attention, he comes. If I think my dog is walking with me harmoniously and happily, that my dog is always doing the highest and the best for him and me, if I think that, then that's exactly what I'm experiencing. That's exactly what I'm experiencing, and that's exactly what I know. Because whatever I think about, that's what I am empowered to be. I have that privilege to be whatever it is that I think about. Now, why is it that knowing this is the truth, knowing this is a reality, knowing that this is what happens, why don't I always think of peace? Why don't I always acknowledge peace and say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace in my community. There is peace in my world. I am the peace. But you see, don't only think there is peace as an objective experience. Think thoughts of what is peace. We have the University of Healing, and we have students from all over the world, from all different learning experiences, from all different training experiences, in being themselves and having fun. And we teach these students of ours that in every essay that they write, and that's for each lesson, for every essay they write, they give an illustration. Now, the illustration should be done as beautifully, wonderfully, and competently as they can. The illustration should be complete, and the illustration should be positive. Because we want to know what positive activities they have put in their world and done in their life, and we want to know how they have done it. We want to know where they have done it and with whom they have done it, and we want to know the details of their wonderful, positive experience. We want to know how they acknowledge the training that they're receiving at the University of Healing courses, how they're acknowledging the fact that they are divine. They don't acknowledge that they are divine by saying they're not divine or that they want to be divine. They only acknowledge it by saying that they are divine now. They only acknowledge peace on earth by saying there is now peace on earth. They only acknowledge a healthy body by saying, I live in my ideal healthy body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I always acknowledge peace. I always acknowledge wholeness. I always acknowledge the reality of what I am. And the reality of what I am is what my heart tells me I am. And my heart tells me all is good and very good. That this world of ours, this wonderful, magnificent world of ours, is a fantastic world. It's a happy world, a joyous world. It's a world in which we live and move and have our being on every aspect of our being. And it is all good. It is all good. We see illustrations in few movies of how people live their life and demonstrate wholeness, and how they are challenged. How they're challenged in living their life to standing up for what they believe. And how, as they stand up for what they believe, they're battered down, and the world wants to take advantage of them, or at least the experiences of their life want to take advantage of them. But then you find someone who really stands up totally. Who really stands up totally. And they could have stood up and voiced their totality, but they allowed their emotion to get to them, and so they acted with emotion to say what they believed for themselves. But if they had spoken their word only, if they had thought their thought, if they had wrapped everything in their pure white light of love, if they had enclosed their entire circumstance, their entire life, in their pure white light of love, only the pure white light of love would have happened. For this is how life works. Sometimes we try to take our dreams beyond the measure that we are capable of handling at the moment, and we suffer under the consequence. But regardless of whether we can handle it or not, we still proclaim our dream. We proclaim our truth, that I always acknowledge peace. I always acknowledge right order. I always acknowledge that this is a good and a beautiful world. And as I acknowledge that, it is that for me. It works. Oh, yes, it works. And though we may smile at people who be a little violent while they're trying to demonstrate their truth, letting go of that violence is all the more proof that it works. It's all the more proof that life is beautiful and wonderful and glorious. You and I live that life today and every day. If we're challenged, if we're tested, if life experiences come along and pull our chain, we stand there self-confident, not self-righteous, but self-confident that the principle always works. And if I always acknowledge peace, if I always acknowledge wholeness, right action, and truth, that is the only thing I will ever experience. And that, in truth, is what I acknowledge today, tomorrow, and always. For that is my reality. And I love it with all my heart and soul and being. And I love you with all my heart and soul and being. You are wonderful. And so it is.